I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I know the battle. If Charlotte's going to win this battle, you're not going to fight win it with an ideological struggle. The church has got to get on a hill above the hill. Holy Spirit, come into this place tonight and cause men to come out of fighting small battles. When they were meant to go to war, they attack themselves when they live in a time of peace. They attack themselves with pornography. They attack themselves with entertainment addictions. Men, it is time to go to battle. Father, I pray right here tonight, I pray for the grace of fasting and prayer. In fasting, we humble that self that demands its own pleasure. And we say, God, I want you more than anything. I'm launching right now, my friends, there in Atlanta, myself. We're launching into 21 days of fasting, praying for Charlotte. Are there any warriors in Charlotte that want to go to battle? Yeah. I think God wants the men everywhere. Thank God for the women, they just keep fighting for us. Give us men. I am so excited about extended fasting prayer. I've been going over my experience of extended fasting prayer over the last 20 years. And I'm looking at the things that have taken place. And I have an expectancy. Something's going to go on right now. And I'm hoping to come back here on the 25th with a clear vision. Do we launch a house of prayer here that begins to possibly go 24/7 or in the future go 24/7 where we're pounding day and night, holding the heavens so that the earth can move? Spirit of the Lord, I pray, God, raise up a fasting praying resistance out of Charlotte, God. I thank you for raising up Michael Brown and that you put that spirit upon him to take on this challenge. I thank you that 5 years ago, you gave us a dream of 2 tornadoes that we were to resist. Lord, I want to obey your word. I want to stand before you and say, I took responsibility for the prophetic assignment you gave to me. And it brings me here tonight. I am asking you, God, let bones begin to rattle. Men and women begin to come together. Things begin to stir, a sound, a testimony. Where deliverance began to take place, that the shout would go forth. But such were some of you, where you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified. Oh, let there be a testimony of thousands beginning to be saved, cleansed, and delivered. I am contending in these 21 days for a deliverance anointing. We have to get a deliverance anointing. A young man called me just 2 days ago, struggles with same-sex attraction. He says, Lou, I'm not free from it yet. But I refuse to give in and say the Bible is not true. I've taken my stand and I've got 100 men on 40-day fast praying for breakthrough. Come on. So where is that spirit in America? Economy's collapsing. You can't depend on anything right. We have to get God back in America. Spirit of the Lord, raise up revival. Just begin to lift your voices. Begin to pray. Say, God, I pray. Raise up voices. Men converted out of the homosexual community with apostolic power, love, and wisdom, God. I pray all sweep across Charlotte, God. Lord, I thank you for the stand that's been taken. Michael Brown, we pray, lift him up. Lift his hands up. Clothe him with strength and authority. Let men and women begin to join this battle till it becomes like the army of David, growing day by day by day. Spirit of the Lord, I pray for young men who can take a stand in universities. Without intimidation, with love in their hearts, I pray, raise up young men, young women who will not hide in caves. I pray for teenagers and 20-year-olds that are the children of mothers and fathers tonight that are struggling with this area. We pray breakthrough, God. I just heard a testimony. It was on CBN. I just met the guy. He was a homosexual prostitute, fasted 40 days, God delivered him. He's married, and his testimony is out of the closet and into the light. I don't think it's that closet, I think it's the prayer closet. Father, we pray for a prayer closet in every city across America. Raise up praying hands all across the land, God. Lord, I pray, raise up a house of prayer that contends with every other house in Jesus' name.